This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المخلوقات أجمعين. نبينا ورسولنا وحبيبنا وقدوتنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وارحمهم كما ربونا صغارا. اللهم افتح لنا فتوح العارفين واجعلنا من أوليائك الصالحين الذين لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. اللهم أحينا سعداء وأمتنا شهداء. اللهم بارك في هذا البيت وفي أهل هذا البيت وفي من يدخل هذا البيت. آمين. آمين. Welcome brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum. We continue, alhamdulillah, with tafsir of Surah Yusuf. May Allah bless us with more lessons tonight, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, we last week discussed the fact that the king now asked the Prophet of Allah, Yusuf alayhi salam, to help him. In what? In running the country. In running the whole Egypt. Please understand that Egypt those days was bigger than Egypt of today. Up until 1955, up to 1955, 56, Sudan and Egypt were one country. Sudan and Egypt was one country. So there was no Sudan. Sudan was part of... So look how the West now did to them. They brought a military dictator called Abdul Nasser, who removed the king, the valid king of Egypt, and separated Sudan from Egypt. And now Sudan is also divided. North Sudan, South Sudan. So this is exactly what the West are doing. Imagine a huge country that stretches all the way from the Mediterranean all the way to almost Kenya. That was Egypt. So, for you to know, so when Yusuf alayhi salam was running Egypt, it wasn't this small country that almost 100 million people live in it. It was huge. So it was a huge achievement that he did, peace be upon him, in saving the lives of whoever used to live there. All right. Also, for your information, the Nile is the only river that goes north. Did you think about it? Only one river in the world goes north. All rivers go south or east-west. Yes, that's my job, to make you think. You were about to sleep, now no more sleeping. Takbir. Think. Go check. Who is new here? Welcome. Show me your ID. Now you know who Sheikh Zubair. Good. Sisters, anyone new? MashaAllah. Okay. So now Yusuf alayhi salam is asked. He didn't ask. The king asked him. And we said, when you are asked for position and you are able to do it, take it. Allah will help you. But don't seek position. Do not look after positions. If you are given position, then, and you see yourself fit, say Bismillah. So here is Prophet of Allah, Yusuf alayhi salam. When the king asked him to be close to his circle and to help him, he said, okay, put me in this position. I am better in this position. So the ulama learned from this story, very part of the story of Sayyidina Yusuf, that it is permissible for someone to ask for a specific position according to his qualities and qualifications. If you have certain qualities that help you to do that job and you are qualified, no problem. go ahead and, but only when you are asked first. So you see, leadership in political office, actually, we shouldn't seek it. It should really call us. And this is why the four caliphs were successful. May Allah be pleased with them. The greatest people other than prophets who ruled are Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, because radiyallahu anhum, because no one of them wanted it. When you don't want something and you are somehow forced to take it, you take it seriously. But, you know, office, you know politics very well, better than me. Okay. Also, we said that, he said why he is asking this office. Because there are two qualities that a Muslim should have when it comes to assuming office. Number one, al-hifz. The first qualities, so qualities of leadership. Two prophets have each one of them two. So Musa before Yusuf is earlier, alayhi salam, and Musa, alayhi salam. In the story of Yusuf, alayhi salam, Allah talks about two qualities. Number one, al-hifz. What is al-hifz? And al-ilm. Al-hifz is protection, including power. So he has the power and he can protect the job. Meaning, he will not cheat. This is a form of amana, trust. He is trustworthy. So we can call it trustworthiness. The second one is knowledge. I know the job of finance. In this case, finance. He had the knowledge and he had... Question, where did he get the knowledge of the finance? Most of his life in jail. He was taught by the man, Al-Aziz. Aziz put him in school. Al-Aziz, when he raised him, before his wife did whatever she did. You remember the story?
Yes.
Of course you remember. That's the only story you remember. Takbir. Takbir. So he had some knowledge, meaning he went to school and he studied math. So he knows what to do. Plus the knowledge given to him by Allah Azza wa Jalla. Here, he is trustworthy. The fact that he didn't touch almost a naked woman, he is a trustworthy person. You can put him in with money, he will not touch. Okay. The second, in the story of Musa alayhi salam, he also had two qualities. If these four qualities are in one person, oh, that's the one we need. One quality, who remembers the story of Musa? Who remembers? I mentioned this, especially Saturday class. Tafsir, 13. But only a few students attend. Few students cannot remember. Takbir, okay. Musa alayhi salam, remember the two girls he helped? The two girls, when he ran away from Fir'aun first time, he found two girls panicking, walking in some kind of stress. So he went and asked them, what's your problem? He didn't say, Salamu alaikum, how are you? No. Straight. He's a gentleman. He find two women in trouble, he asked them, what's your problem? Ma khatbukuma. They said, La nasqi, we cannot go give water to our sheep, to our herd, while those men are there. We don't want to mix. SubhanAllah, no mixing. Although they need to give water to the animals. He said, okay. He helped them. He's a man. He went, he did that. And then he went under the tree, right? He asked Allah for help. One of them came and asked him, she said, my father is asking you to come to have some food and to talk to him. So he said, okay. What did she say? to her father, "Oh father, hire him." She saw two qualities in Musa. "Oh dad, hire this man." The girl suggested to her father to hire Musa alayhi salam. What were those two qualities? Do you remember? Ya Aba, wa alaykum salam. Ya Aba, ista'jirhu. Inna khayra man ista'jarta al-qawi. Quwa. Al-quwa. Power. He is strong. Physically and non-physically. Al-ameen. Trustworthy. How did she know that he was powerful and Amin, trustworthy? Here the trust is not about the money. She didn't deal with him. When she came and talked to him, he said to her, "Walk behind me and show me the way." He told her, "When you invite me, I follow you or you follow me?" They don't even know. "When you invite me to your house first time, I don't know. You tell me, Sheikh, follow me." Yes. No, he told her, "You follow me. But tell me, right, left, stop there, second house on your left." That's the, she said, but he, why? He was afraid to look at her body from the back. Today people are gazing. If a woman may walk before you, you may look at her. You know, hijab, but you still look at least you know the size of her body. If she is very fat or slim or takbir. Huh. Quwa, when he carried the rock by himself. Because that well had a rock on top of it. And they cannot. And men are there. And those men didn't want to help them, so that they come. So they, "Hey, how are you? Hello. Manis, manis. Takbir." What? Why are you laughing? I know.
You have been hanging around with some.
Yes, with manis, manis. They tackle me. So Boris is going to be the prime minister. And he will shave your hair. Whatever hair left for you, he will shave your hair. Takbir. Tomorrow could be him. Eh? Tomorrow. What's his name? Boris what? Huh? Johnson. Doctor, you okay? You look like doing like this, like a ship coming from India that belongs to you, full of tea, capsized. Cheer up, relax, life is short. Life is too short. Relax, enjoy the class. Takbir. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. What's going on?
Khazain.
What is it?
Khazain.
Why you are asking him?
Top student, you
may ask. Ah. Khazain, plural of khazana. Khazain, plural of khazana. Khazain is plural of khazana, meaning treasures. The treasure. Treasury. Khazana is what in your country? Treasury. That khazain plural. Khazana. Khazain. Khazain al-samawati wal-ard. Okay. So, these qualities, brothers, if anyone have them, do not let him go. Hire him. Increase his salary. Give him whatever. Don't let him go. That's the best employee you may have. Oh, secretary with these qualities, the best. Wife with these qualities, takbir. Up to you. She didn't hear, you're lucky. You pay later on. Imagine you have a wife who is, mashallah, very protective, knowledgeable, powerful. Not necessarily physically, but in her iman, in her alhamdulillah. And she is Amina. Allahu Akbar. Same thing, sisters. Man who has these qualities, mashallah, is a good husband to be. A boss. I would work with a boss who is like this. Let's say. I will hire an employee who has these qualities. Even when his resume is not that big compared to somebody else. But he has his quality, he will learn. He will really learn. And become somebody, alhamdulillah, that you can trust. Okay. When the king launched an investigation, we said something very important last week. Some of you were not here, so it's very important that they hear it. What matters more than freedom, my brothers and sisters, is dignity. Please understand this. Freedom is definitely a great value to have. And Allah has allowed us to fight for our freedom, jihad. If anyone wants to occupy you, your land, or oppress you, whatever, you have the right to fight. But what is more even than freedom is dignity. Never let someone put you down. Never, ever. Never, ever. So when Yusuf alayhi salam was asked to come and meet the king, he said, no, I don't want to meet. Until he finds out what happened to the women who cut off their hands. Who were cutting off their hands. So the king realized that this man, no one wants to stay in jail, especially Egyptian jails. The worst, the most notorious in the world. There is no worse jails in the world than Egypt. And the only prison mentioned in the Quran is Egyptian prison. SubhanAllah, no prison is mentioned in the Quran except in Egypt. Yes. So, what happened, my dear brothers and sisters? The king realized that, he's dealing with a very different type of people. This man is really somebody. So, alhamdulillah, he found that because the wife of the Aziz admitted that she did something stupid. She was guilty. And that the other women also, khalas, confessed that he is innocent. That's why he asked him if he can work with him. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, we continue with reciting one page. We stopped at 63. Today, 64. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Everybody, verse 64. Surah Yusuf, alayhi salam. We stopped at 55, I remember. But we did tafsir 63. We're gonna read 64. Khalas, are you there? Okay. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. قال هل آمنكم عليه
قال هل آمنكم عليه
إلا كما أمنتكم على أخيه
إلا كما أمنتكم على أخيه
على أخيه من قبل
على
فالله خير حافظا
فالله خير حافظا
وهو أرحم الراحمين
وهو أرحم الراحمين
ولما فتحوا متاعهم وجدوا
ولما
وجدوا بضاعتهم ردت إليهم
وجدوا بضاعتهم ردت إليهم
قالوا يا أبانا ما نبغي
قالوا يا أبانا ما نبغي
هذه بضاعتنا ردت إلينا ونمير أهلنا ونحفظ أخانا ونزداد كيل بعير ذلك كيل يسير قال لن أرسله معكم حتى تؤتوني موثقا من الله لتأتنني به إلا أن يحاط بكم فلما آتوه موثقهم قال قال الله على ما نقول وكيل
قال الله على ما نقول
وكيل وقال يا بني لا تدخلوا
وقال يا بني لا تدخلوا
لا تدخلوا من باب واحد وادخلوا من أبواب متفرقة وادخلوا من أبواب متفرقة وما أغني عنكم من الله من شيء وعليكم السلام إن الحكم إلا لله عليه توكلت عليه توكلت وعليه فليتوكل المتوكلون
عليه توكلت وعليه فليتوكل المتوكلون
ولما دخلوا من حيث أمرهم أبوهم ما كان يغني عنهم من الله من شيء
ما كان يغني عنهم من الله من شيء
من شيء إلا حاجة في نفس يعقوب في نفس يعقوب قضاها
في نفس يعقوب قضاها
وإنه لذو علم لما علمناه
وإنه لذو علم لما علمناه
ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون
ولكن
ولما دخلوا على يوسف على يوسف آوى إليه أخاه قال إني أنا أخوك فلا تبتئس بما كانوا يعملون
فلا تبتئس بما
Also last week, we talked about the nafs. The nafs. One of the most interesting subjects in tarbiyah, in the purification of the soul. When we talk about the purification of the hearts, so what is the nafs? We said there are three types of nafs. Al-nafs al-ammara bisu', the commanding soul to do evil. May Allah save us from this type of nafs. Then al-nafs al-lawama, the blaming soul, the soul that blames you. When you do something wrong, later on your conscience bothers you. That is good. What is better, ask Allah to give you this type of nafs, but you have to work on it. That's why we have salat. Many people tell you why we pray 5 times a day. So that you reach this nafs, called al-nafs al-mutma'inna, the tranquil soul. The soul that doesn't bother you to do haram. In the contrary, when you see haram, you get up and you go. Because you have a tranquil soul. When you pray to Allah, you enjoy your salat. You get up for qiyamul layl. You love to come classes like this. That's a sign of a nafs that is mutma'inna, tranquil, inshallah. And that's, of course, Rasulullah, the Quran is very clear, Surah Al-Fajr, it goes straight to paradise. يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةِ إِرْجِعِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكِ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَةً. She is pleased and Allah is pleased. The nafs also is pleased with God. SubhanAllah. رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَةً. فَادْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَادْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. Straight. So there are three types of. Here, we learned one thing extremely interesting. What was it? That Yusuf alayhi salam also blamed himself. He said, maybe I also had something to do with that woman who maybe, for example, although he grew up, for example, I should have maybe not be around that much because he had extreme beauty. Huh? For example, you brothers keep far away from ladies. If a lady, let's say, going to be crazy and ask you to do haram, you should say, "Na'udhu billah, why this is happening? Maybe you have something to do with it. Don't just pretend you are an angel. Maybe you acted an act that made that woman read your mind wrongly." Yeah? Things like that. Anyways, so he said, 53, and I am free not from myself. I don't free myself from the blame. SubhanAllah. Look at Prophet blaming himself. And some of us, clear mistake, and he knows he's making mistakes, still he doesn't want to even admit. Na'udhu billah. Arrogance. Ego. إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِسُوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي إِنَّ رَبِّي غَفُرْ رَحِيمٌ. Then the king said, bring him to me. Once he found him innocent, he said, bring him, I want to make him my special assistant, my personal assistant, PA. When he talked to him, the king said, you are now in high position. I want you really badly. I was looking for the type of people like you. You have the knowledge of interpreting the dreams. Therefore, if you could interpret the dream, you could run many things. Because one thing about interpretation of dreams, brothers and sisters, it's a gift from Allah Azza wa Jal. And not anyone can interpret a dream. And when you don't know, do not. Two things. Never lie in your dreams. And never try to interpret a dream to please people. Somebody very important may come and ask you, I have seen this dream, what do you think? And you feel pressured. Say, I don't know. Allahu alam. Don't say, Yambar Hurmat, I know what is it. You're going to live 100 years. Then he gets sick, he kick you out. Takbir. Never lie. Do you know, okay? You with me today, you look, mashallah, very... When the lawyers don't sit near each other, they can focus. When they sit, something wrong. Takbir. Alhamdulillah, I started understanding the chemistry. Then he said, put me on the khazain, put me on the finance, on the treasuries. I know how to handle this job. Imagine someone tells you, put me on the treasuries. What goes to you in your mind first time? Someone says, put me on the treasury. Say, this guy want to fear. Huh? Cayman Island, Switzerland, Hong Kong, yalla, start sending. Yeah, no, not necessary. So alhamdulillah, inni hafidhun alim. The qualifications of Sayyidina Yusuf are in verse 55. Look at it. Inni hafidhun, for those who were not here last week. Hafidhun alim. I have the hifz and I have the ilm. Then Allah said, وَكَذَٰلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفُ. Through an interpretation of dream, he became on top. Brothers and sisters, why are you so shocked to see? I mean, you must be shocked. Brothers, sisters, through an interpretation of dream, he became top. So, at the end, what really matters is knowledge. The king was bothered. Now he needs help. And he keeps seeing this dream a lot until he became paranoid. So he needs someone to tell him what's wrong. Then the answer came from jail. The answer came from jail. Okay. Also, we said that the ajr of akhirah is better for who? For who? لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. There is another reward, brothers. You may work very hard and you don't get your reward in dunya. You work very hard. Have you seen someone will build a house? Build a house, but he doesn't live in it. He dies. His children, his wife will live in it. Right? I'm sure you know some people like that. They build. SubhanAllah, they never even spend one night inside. Before they finish it, I'm sure, you know someone like that? I'm sure, for sure. Then the children will. You build a factory, you do somebody, subhanAllah. Do you think Allah will not pay you, reward you for the hard work? You order the building of a masjid, and you die. SubhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you. Huh? So never ever think you raise a good child and you don't even see him getting married. You die. You don't even see that day where you really want to see their son or daughter getting married. Alhamdulillah, Allah will reward you in dunya and akhirah. Dunya through your progeny and akhirah, inshallah, for you. وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. So two things. Allah will give akhirah for people who have two qualifications. Iman and taqwa. Therefore, iman and taqwa are not same. Do not mix. Why Allah says, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Look at me. اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. All you who believe, fear Allah. If iman and taqwa are same, why Allah calls you or amber iman and tells you to fear him? Taqwa is not iman, it's something else. Iman is faith. Taqwa is applying the faith. You apply it. So you are not called muttaqi until you avoid the haram. Haram, you avoid it. Halal, you do as much as you can. Wajib, you do as much as you can. This is taqwa. So taqwa is the application of iman. All you who believe, اتقوا الله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. He says you are a believer. You claim that you're a believer. Okay, practice it. Fear Allah and be with those who are trustworthy. Mix with them. Because it's a contagious thing. When you mix with trustworthy people, you become trustworthy. If you are a good person and you start mixing with the crook, you end up being crook. This is the law of Allah. That's why be careful who you mix with, especially the youth. Especially the youth. All right. Then his brothers came. Right? They came, he recognized them. They did not. Why? Why he recognized them and they did not? Because he was small, so he changed. A small child changes fast in, let's say, in 10, 20 years. He changes faster. But an adult, does he change fast? No. You don't change fast. So he recognized them, but they did not. He pretended nothing happened. And that's power, brothers. When you, whatever people hurt you, you pretend you have no... You are good at this, by the way. The Malays are very good at this. Oh, man, I never understand you. I don't understand if you are happy or angry or sad or sick or bankrupt or rich or... Takbir. Huh? What is it? Speak, sister, your mind. Speak, freedom. What is slumber, Raja? What is it? In English. What? Translate. No, you youth don't talk. You don't know. Because she...
You have to understand Malay.
Yes. I know. Just speak. I'm stuck with you anyways. Huh? Ah. So... I see. No problem. So you pretend nothing happening.
Yeah.
Which is actually quality. Meaning, actually, you are controlling your anger. Somebody hurt you. Somebody caused you, at least caused you seeing your father, being with your dad. Separated you from father and mother. Do you know one of the major sins in Islam is to separate a child from his mother? Do you know that or not? Be careful, brothers. Lawyers, fear Allah. You may win a case and you caused the separation of a mother from her child. Just because your patient, customer or what called client is quite wealthy and gave you money and you knew how to speak. Be careful, lawyers. Up to you. Because Yawm al-Qiyamah, you would say, Ya Allah, he never told us. I told you, do not separate a child from his mother. And speaking about this, I opened parentheses. Only if the mother is very bad ethically, like a prostitute, na'udhu billah, or she is insane. Insane. Halas, gila. In this case, you can take the child from the mother. Because she may hurt the child or use them even for prostitution and haram. In this case, you can. But not because the father is angry with her. No. Don't do that. Fear Allah. Okay? All right. I opened the parenthesis here for you just to understand this. So he controlled his anger. When he prepared them to go, they came, by the way, why did they come to Egypt? They are nomadic. They live outside the city. When they came to the capital city, whatever the capital city was there, don't ask me if it was Cairo or not. By the way, do you know Cairo is built by Sahabi, Amr ibn al-As? Cairo wasn't the capital city of Egypt. Al-Qahira. When Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As, radiallahu anhu, opened Egypt, do you know how he opened it? Subhanallah. He was short of men. He didn't have military power. So he asked Sayyidina Umar, I need men. The Romans are well entrenched in Egypt. They have been there for centuries. And I need men, fighters. He sent him only one man. How many he sent him? You should know your history to be proud of your deed. He sent him this man. Only one Sahabi he sent him. Al-Qa'qa'u ibn Amr. Radiallahu anhu. Ibn Amr. Al-Qa'qa'u ibn Amr. Al-Qa'qa'u ibn Amr, one of the Sahaba, so good with the sword. Not only with the sword, but he was a military strategist. He sent him Amir al-Mu'minin, caliph of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am asking men. I need men. The Romans are many. He sent him only one man. The Sahaba who were there in that military expedition, they were shocked. But they knew who is Al-Qaqa. You know what he said? He said, listen to this hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about Al-Qaqa, لا يهزم جيش فيه القعقاع بن عمرو. No army would be defeated when Al-Qaqa is with them. He was a blessed man. He is equal 1,000 men. One man equals 1,000. Look at the value of Sahaba. One man equals 1,000. Not in fighting, in planning. So he sent him a man who will help him what to do. And then he told him, do not fight the Romans now. Build a city and practice the Medina program. The way Rasulullah SAW ran Medina, he said, run it. You know what happened? The Romans, the Egyptians who were abused by the Romans, started seeing a different, what? Different governors, governorship. They start seeing the justice of the Muslims. So they say, can I come? Can I join? So when we have a prototype, all these Chinese start joining us. Wallahi al-Adim, they start coming. Because material gain, brothers and sisters, doesn't make people happy. You may be very rich, but very unhappy. So you see people attending classes like this. You want to come. You start seeing the brotherhood, the sisterhood, the young helping the elderly giving their experience to the youth. Everybody helping, everybody sharing. So they like it. So as he started pulling the Egyptians towards him, he started forming Cairo. Then he could fight the Romans. But when he sent him only one man. But you need to know who is this man. He is worth 1,000 men. Have you ever heard of this name before? Al-Qaqasi? You see our history? We don't know. It's not your problem. It's not your problem. It is deliberate. In our education ministries, they deliberately don't want to know to make this. Because one man equal 1,000. Do you know what does it mean? You can say, okay, maybe inshallah tomorrow I will be 100. No problem. I will be worth 100. They hide this from us. Al-Qaqa' bin Amr radiyallahu anhu. Okay. So, not only he has swallowed all the bad feelings he may feel as a human being about his brothers, but he prepared them very well. He gave them. So they came to get what? To get loads. And the law was one camel full of loads for each person. Only one camel. And you have to come. You physically, you have to come to the city. So you bring 10 people, we give you 10 camels. You bring 11, we give you 11. You bring 2, we give you 2. So he told them to go. He prepared, and they were very impressed by the ethics of this man who welcomed them and was nice to them. But he told them something that they should have understood. He gave them a clue, but they did not get it. He said, look at verse number 59. He said to them, and when he had furnished them with their provisions according to their need, he said, bring me a brother of yours from your father. That's the clue. He told them, bring me a brother of yours from your father. Who told him? They should have asked. How did he know? How did he know we have another brother, Benjamin, from only the father, meaning different mother? I gave you a hint, but you don't get it. They said, okay. They were so happy to get those 10 camels, because they were 10 brothers. They left their other 11th brother home with their father. The father would not trust them. already you have lost Yusuf. You want me to lose this one too? And he said, if you don't bring him, I give you nothing. Look how he pressured them. This is the plan of Allah. The plan of Allah, my brothers and sisters, is this. If you don't bring your brother from your father, I won't give you nothing next time. Next time you come, meaning he organized. Let's say, today, Saturday, tribe number one. Sunday, tribe number two. So next Saturday, if you come, I will not give you, unless you bring your... So he applied pressure. So applying pressure is a good thing in diplomacy. Diplomats know this. Takbir, you studied this or... You still remember some diplomacy? Takbir. Alhamdulillah. Okay. What they said? سَنُرَاوِدُ عَنْهُ أَبَاهُ. Look at 61. Yalla ha. Start with one of the sisters. Sister Abby, go ahead. 61.
He said, we will attempt to dissuade his father from keeping him, and indeed we will do it.
His father. His father. Not our father. Bad children. Would you speak like that about your father? You would say, we will try to persuade our father. No, they said his father. They still grudges against their brother. But you will see later on how things change. When they are in trouble, our father, later on. Pay attention to every word. Every word speaks volumes in this surah. They said, we shall try to get permission for him from his father, not from our father. And verily, we shall do it. We will do it. سَنُرَاوِدُ عَنْهُ أَبَهُ. Because why we shall do it? Because we need the food. It's going to be tough, sir, but we're going to do it. But they didn't tell him why. He knows already why he's going to be tough. All right. What did he do? Subhanallah. He did one more remarkable thing. Brothers and sisters, he put back the money inside the grains. Whatever they paid, subhanallah. It's like you really know so a brother is really struggling and he wants to buy something from you. And he's sincere. He really wants to buy. And he gives you the money. You are so nice, you pretend you take, then you send it back somehow. So what he did, you give the good and you give the money back. So he put the money inside, money used to be gold. He put it inside the grain. So when they open, they find double joy. A lot of grain for the family to survive the drought and the drought, famine, and also their money back. This is after all what they have done to him. Okay. 62. Is your father okay? Usually he doesn't miss class. Brother Shariman, 62.
And Joseph said to his servants, put their merchandise into their saddlebags so they might recognize it when they have gone back to their people that perhaps they will again return.
Yes. Actually, bida'atahum here doesn't mean merchandise. It means their money. Give back them their money. Put it inside. 63. Yes. Ishan. 63.
So, when they returned to their father, they said, O our father, no more measure of grain shall we get unless we take our brother.
Look, when they talk to their father, O our father. Hypocrisy. When they're talking to father, O our father. But when their father is not with them, his father. Don't have two faces. Okay? Go ahead.
So send our brother with us.
No. What did they say? What did they say? Oh, our father?
No more measure of grain shall we get.
No more. Halas, the Aziz told us, meaning their brother, they don't know him. The Aziz, the leader, prime minister, told us, no more until you bring your brother. This is the last. Mm-hmm. Unless we take our brother.
So send our brother with us.
Look now. Look, now our brother. Why? Because they're talking to the father. Because they're talking to the father, unless we take our brother with us. But when they will talk to Yusuf, they will say, he had a brother. Whoa, Bani Israel, the Jews, here it is, Judaism, you can see. Well, here. Here and Surah Baqarah, you know the mentality of the Jews. Continue.
And we shall get our measure, and truly we will guard him.
Very good. Why they said, truly we will guard him? What does that mean in psychology? Psychology, when you say, can I borrow this cup? And I will return it. Don't worry, I will return it. When I didn't even ask you if... Because you're guilty of stealing. When you're guilty of stealing, you speak like that. They were guilty of making their brother get lost. So we will protect him. You faham? A liar always swear. Wallahi, trust me. Why, wallah, why are you speak normal? Huh? Careful of those who swear to you. Brother, give me a loan. Wallahi, I will return it. 99%, bye-bye. You feel cold? Yes. Very good. Do you feel cold? If you feel cold, put a jacket on. Okay, 64. Brother Amir. Okay, brother Amir is not yet ready. Takmir. 65, Amir. Wazir. 64. Yeah, he is 65. You 64. I said, so that he prepares himself.
He said, can I entrust him to you except as I entrusted his brother Yusuf to you for time? But Allah is the best God, and he is the most merciful of those who show mercy.
Look at the hikmah of Sayyidina Yaqub. He said his brother. Now he understands the game. He understands these idiots, what they're doing. You know, your father knows his children quite well. He said, he is brother. Am I going to trust you on him like I entrusted you on his brother? Meaning this is his real brother, not you. Because a true brother does not harm his brother. Please understand this. And sometimes the young one hurts the big one. The older one. Most of us think always the Aban. No, sometimes the stupid one is the young one. Serious. And he hurts his brother so much. Sometimes the young girl hurts her kaka. So you have always to look at, you always have to hear two sides of the story. Never ever judge by hearing one side story. And when someone doesn't talk, doesn't mean he is guilty, it means he's big. When someone doesn't come and talk to you, let's say, about problem in the family or at work, doesn't mean, it means he is living in another world. Yeah, please understand this. This is very important. Many sisters don't complain. Doesn't mean they're not suffering. They're sabar. They're enjoying the sweetness that comes after the bitterness. There is a sweetness that comes after bitterness. It's true. You leave it up to Allah. So sometimes is the older brother that is guilty of harming his young brothers or sisters. Sometimes it's the other way. Because maybe the younger one was spoiled or whatever. Huh. So you always hear the full story and hear, then maybe you make your decision. But not before that. Haram. It's wrong. Okay. So he said to them, am I going to trust you on him, on Benjamin, like I trusted you with Yusuf, his brother? Meaning this is his real brother, because he never hurt him. They didn't hurt each other at all. But Allah is the best to guard. Now he is speaking from his heart. He is not going to trust, but he has to let go. The wahi came, let go also. The amazing thing, sisters, brothers, Surah Yusuf is surah about hope. What you learn from Surah Yusuf is never give up hope. Would you lose a child? Help us, brothers. What is this? Malish. At least better than musical songs. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. What I was talking about? No, I know 65. What I was... Huh? Hope. Very good. Pyeong, lost hope. The story of Yusuf alayhi salam, the surah of Yusuf, is all about hope. But the hope of who? Of the father, of Yaqub. We learn a great story about Yusuf, but there is another story you should never miss, is that his father never lost hope. And at the end, Allah paid him by bringing all his children back, not just the lost one. But before he found the lost one, he's going to lose two more. When you think, khalas ya Allah, too much, Allah will give you more problems. He will test you even more. You don't know how Allah works. Please, never try to understand how does Allah works, because you will never be able to understand. Remember the story of Yusuf, of Surah Al-Kahf, Musa alayhi salam. Musa tried to understand from Khidr. He said, لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا. You cannot have patience with me. He said, try me. He said, okay, you don't ask me, and you have only three times. You don't ask anything. You know what was al-Khidr? Khidr was Qada and Qadr. It was Qada and Qadr. That's why even the Prophet couldn't understand. The ship, he sabotaged the ship. I thought you're a good man. Qada and Qadr, like that. You see a child suffering in front of you with leukemia. I thought Allah is good and He does good. Yes, Allah is good and He's suffering. You don't understand why that child is suffering. And some of you wouldn't be here in this class if you didn't suffer. All of you are suffering. Takbir. And you're still suffering. Takbir. You may drive a very nice car, but you have a problem. Big problem. Which humbles you and make you a good Muslim. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. You have a problem. And all of us have problems. It's not shame. It's not... Alhamdulillah, it's from Allah. Shukr, alhamdulillah. We are better than others. I see. The second one is killing the child. Innocent child. Come here. He slaughters him. I thought you're a good man. Didn't I tell you? Then he does something good for people who don't deserve. Bad people, I help them. Let's say these two brothers are very bad. Not brothers. They're bad. Still, I help them. Say, Sheikh, I don't understand you. You kill an innocent child. You sabotage a ship of poor people, very miskin. And you help the bad ones who didn't even feed us, didn't even give us makan. Hey, it's your right when you enter someone's home to be fed. You know that. Hey, don't say, hey, menu, please. Not like that. Whatever they put, alhamdulillah, shukur. It's your right as a guest to be treated well. So these people went to this city and asked, can we please makan and spend the night, only one night, and we're travelers. Still, he goes and fixes their wall. But Musa never understood, alayhi salam, what was the hikmah. That is qada and qadar. So please understand, Yaqub is going to lose another son and a third son. So Yusuf, Benjamin, and the oldest, called Judah, according to some ulama of tafsir. So he will lose three more, three together. Then they all come back. So he's going to get even worse sometimes. Before it gets better. Remember that. When you think you already khalas, I'm drowning. No, 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 no. Until your feet touch the bottom. Then. So some of you like that, even in business. You're going to suffer, suffer, suffer. And then, alhamdulillah, you go up. And remember that. Remember that. Some of you marry their children, you think, alhamdulillah, problems solved. Hey, super problems come back. With Anna children. Wang, 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 wang. Choo-choos. Takbir. Okay. You got married? It didn't work. Marry another race. Sheikh, I married a Malay sister. Didn't work. Yeah, he try another race. Come to Algeria, man. We have African Cup. Takbir. Hey, no one congratulated me, huh? You are lousy student. You did not. Especially you, number one. Because you are diplomat. You're supposed to share congratulations. You know who is that? What is his name? Moroccan. Where, your friend, the Moroccan. Where is he? What is his name? Aynuddin. Aynuddin. Smart. Takbir. Huh? The what? Ah, of course. Okay, back to our tafsir. So he said, "Qala hal amanukum alayh? Am I going to again trust you on your brother for what you have done to his brother? How dare you ask me this question?" But then he remembered, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا. Allah is the best protector, وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّحِيمِينَ. And he is the most merciful among all mercifuls. So he remembered that. So please remember this. Hope, 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 hope. At the end, wallahi, you get what you want, inshallah. Just trust Allah. Never doubt him. Allah sometimes extend the suffering. Extend the suffering. Just to see what you are made of. And when he sees, he knows that you cannot, he will end it. Khalas, no more. Sometimes you are good, you're really good, you can tahan. So he let. But Sheikh, I cannot, no more. You can. Some of you are tested in their health. They suffer. Hospital is more than home. They go to hospital more than home. And they don't talk, subhanAllah. They're sabar, they are. Okay, good. 65, Brother Amin.
And when they opened their baggage, they found their merchandise written to them. They said, "O our father, what more could we desire? This is our merchandise written to us. And we will obtain supplies for our family and protect our brother, and obtain an increase of a camel flow. That is an easy measurement."
Very good. Look what they said. And we will protect our brother. Why our brother? Because they're talking to them? When they don't talk to the father, his brother. His brother. He has a brother. You see what I mean? Oh, that's double standard. So, alhamdulillah, when they opened their bags, they found not only the commodity that they wanted, but their money is inside. He's going to do something different now. He's going to set them up. So he gave them, the family is safe, the father is okay, alhamdulillah, they have food at least for a few months. Now he's going to set them up. And setting someone up for the right reason is a good thing to do. It's lawful. But wait, don't do it for personal reasons to take somebody to jail. Like putting drugs in the car of your enemy so that he be caught and no. You set up someone so that he get married. somebody always running away from marriage, you somehow until he finds himself in chinta. Because if you leave him, he will never on his own. He needs help. Serious. There are some brothers like the Takot. I don't know why. They don't want to marry. Scared. Marriage is like the first day of school. Takbir. Six. Brother, some of you, I don't know their names. I know your face, but never know your name. Okay, Brother Luqman, since I know his name.
Jacob said, never will I send him with you until you give me a promise by Allah that you will bring him back to me, unless you should be surrounded or overcome by enemies. And when they have given their promise, he said, Allah, all what we say is witness.
Now, please don't repeat the same mistake. The first time he gave them their brother, they just gave, inshallah, we look after him. But this time, no. He said, give me your promise. Give me your promise, you return the money. I give you a loan. Give me your promise that you will not repeat this silly mistake. So the person will promise, sorry, Dad, Wallahi, I will not do it. So that's how you handle your children and this and that. He already did something wrong. Wife, her husband played with his tail. A metaphor, in case you are asking what Sheikh Zubair means. You know, we call in Algeria, man who plays with his tail. Meaning he looks for other women. His wife finds out. She should take promise from him. She should take a promise from him that he will not do that again. And threaten him to leave him. If you do this one more time, wallahi, I will leave you. Because he should be faithful to her, she should be faithful to him. Example, we are learning from this. So he said, no, I will not send him with you until you give me your promise from Allah that you will bring him no matter what, unless two things happen to you. One of the two things. Either you are surrounded, either you die, or he dies. He dies natural death, or enemies surround you and overpower you. Someone, which means that area was volatile those days. So that thing, it's from Allah, not from you. Meaning you don't harm your brother. So they said that, wallahi, we give it. And this time they were truthful. But the first time they were not. What did Yaqub advise his children to do? Not to enter the city together from one gate for evil eye. Evil eye. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, you also... Oh, I told you, you go to a wedding, you're wearing all the same clothes. And you're entering. Husband carrying his child, or wife this. Why you come all together like that? Send two first. After a few minutes... Send grandpa by himself, takbir. You all come with it, and then people give evil eye you. That's why some of you end up in ICU, some of you vomiting that night, some of you fight with the wife. You come back, you start fighting. Evil eye. Because people don't say, mashallah, look at this beautiful, wonderful family. Wow, chantena. Uh-huh. You lost weight, huh? You very... The whole week.
Sorry, Shay, are we supposed to believe in evil eye?
Of course. Evil eye exists. But not everything evil eye. Evil eye exists. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the majority of my ummah entered the grave because of the evil eye. Number one cause of death in Islam is evil eye. Yes. But not anything evil eye. You start, I don't know what, oh, there must be evil eye. Okay, don't ask me what is evil eye later on, because you'll never understand it. Evil eye is when someone hasad you. Okay? That's it. His eye is evil. Even look, vision, it's spiritual thing. So how to protect yourself? With spiritual. What to do? Dhikr, Salat al-Fajr in the masjid, and Isha in the masjid, no evil eye. And dhikr of Allah. The three pulls in the morning, three pulls in the Maghrib, like now. Nothing, inshallah, bad happens.
The Turkish people have got this...
No, that's shirk. That is shirk. Very good. You hang the eye. Like, and the hand of Fatima. You know the hand? They say hand of Fatima. That is evil eye. That is shirk. That is the shirk. You will not protect yourself like that. You protect yourself only with Quran. That's it. Okay. And also, Instagram and Facebook, social media is killing you. You went someone and you ate. Alhamdulillah, why did you take photo and send it? Look. And somebody, evil are you? Yeah. Don't put photos or look with whom I am taking photo. Look. There are people, subhanAllah, they don't say mashallah. Subhanallah. You, mashallah. Wow. Okay. Good. Who was the last to read? Brother Luqman. Brother Husni.
And he said, "Oh my sons."
Ah, sorry. 67, yes. 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 Go ahead.
Yeah. And he said, "O my sons, do not enter from one gate, but enter from different gates. Then I cannot prevail you in the fear of Allah at all. The decision is only for Allah. For him I have relied, and on him let those who rely, who rely in me, rely."
MashaAllah, he's advising his children not to enter the city from one gate. Enter from different gates. For example, one come from Rawang, one come from Srembang, to the city of KL. Don't come from the same... Because the father is a prophet, he feels, he knows these things can also... You have 11 children? 11 sons? Then, again, another child? Instead of saying, MashaAllah, Tabarakallah, a new Muslim is added... Again, she is pregnant. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ayo. What's going on in a Muslim ummah? You get pregnant, problem. You don't have children, still people talk. You have twin, Allahu Akbar. Yeah, Allah, leave people alone. Live your life and leave people alone. Good. So, he told them that. But he told them one thing very interesting. Look at it. إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ I put my trust in Allah. The decision rests only with Allah. I am trusting Allah. I know something is going to happen. And I'm accepting it. Whether it's in my favor or against me. That is tawakkul on Allah. And he reminded his children to have tawakkul on God. My children, I have tawakkul on Allah. He knows they are going to be tested. He feels it. Okay? They did exactly as their father said. Alhamdulillah. Some entered from, let's say, gate, eastern gate, western gate, northern gate, southern gate. And then they met at their brother's place, whom they don't know yet. One of the... Yes, Avi? Who?
Brothers, when you saw us and for the brother, you did not suspect anything. When they do all this, they just...
Bodo, people never never understand anything. You give them 100 clues, still they don't understand. Their mind is with the food. Dunya sisters. Their father was rich. They can take his horses. He was rich, Yaqub. Yaqub was a rich prophet.
But it could also be that they already know that Yusuf had already died.
They thought. Yeah, they thought he died. Yeah, but you should be smart. Let's say I thought you died, but somebody give me a hint about you. I should say maybe he didn't die. Things like that. Don't worry about them, sister. Worry about Yusuf. You worry even about them. They didn't worry about their brother. Why should you worry about them? Okay. Who was the one of the sisters to read? Liana. This time I got her name. I used to call her Alia. Very good. Meaning, by entering from different gates, it did not save them from what was going to happen to them. It was just something that Yaqub alayhi salam had in his heart, and he discharged it. He let it go. Oh, my children, do not enter from the same gate. Let's say, Sheikh, if I enter from this gate and my brother from another gate, and then we meet, whatever is going to happen to us in KL will not happen? No, it is still happening. Qada and Qadar, nothing changes it. Please understand this. Please, brothers, Qadar is written. Qada can return. The dua can return the Qada, but cannot return the Qadar. There is difference between Qada and Qadar. And it's not tonight that I will explain this. But Qada and Qadar, there is slight difference. For example, it is your qadr to marry. But maybe you wanted to marry X, you ended up marrying Y. But it is qadr that you marry. Who to marry? Something else. Okay? But it is was the qadr of Allah you get married. All right. 69. Brother Amhari.
And when they entered upon Joseph, he took his brother to himself. He said, "Indeed, I am your brother, so do not despair over what they used to be."
Allahu Akbar. When they entered on Yusuf, what did he do? SubhanAllah, he pulled his brother towards him. He brought him closer to him. And he whispered to him, "I am your brother. I am your brother." He didn't say, "You are my brother." Pay attention. Which one is better? I am your brother. I am your brother means I have to look after you. But when you say to somebody, "You are my brother," meaning you look after me. You know that? I am her husband requires what? When you say, "I am the husband of so-and-so," what are you telling? You're telling the world, "I am the one looking after this woman. She's mine. She is mine." Forget it. When you say, "She's my wife," meaning she has to do things to me. You never thought of it? Because your wife always do things for you. Anyways, when you say, I am the husband of this woman, it means I have huge responsibility towards this woman. Have you seen the beauty? When you say, "I am his boss," "I'm the boss of this employee, talk to me," what does it mean? I am here to protect him. Anything, I am here. Well, go ahead. But you say, "He is my employee." What does it mean? He serves me, he works for me. You downgraded people. Learn from the Quran. Ana akhuk, he said, "I am your brother. I am your brother. I am your real. I am your real brother. Ayoy. Allahu Akbar. The food? You're checking the food? You and your father? Like father, like son. Your father stood up, you stood up too? La ilaha illallah. Aiyah. Okay. Shariman, you look very tired today. And the brother who is behind you, he's about to sleep. He's just... Khalas, 5 more minutes, we end. Sabar. But did you see it? Look at the Quranic hint. Inni ana akhuk. He assures him, I am your brother. I am your brother. He didn't say, you are my brother. You are my brother, it means you are like, you're little than me. No, I am your brother. I'm here to look after you, don't worry. فَلَا تَبْتَئِسْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Do not feel sad, don't grieve for what they used to do. He knows his brother was really under pressure. They hated him, they didn't like these two boys. Why? I told you, because their mother was different. And this is the price some men will face when they marry more than one. When you marry more than one, please understand, unless you are really very good men and you discipline the wives from day one, both of them. Let's say you have two wives. You tell them you're going to be sisters or I kick both of you out. Takbir, which you cannot do. Look at you. No, haram. Haram, what's wrong? Check his fever. Cannot, haram. Say astaghfirullah. You cannot marry two sisters. But you tell them, do you know when a man has two wives, actually they are really sisters? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, two women to one husband, they should look after one another. And if he dies, both of them have iddah. It's not just the first or second. 4 months, 10 days, 4 months, 10 days. And don't think I'm talking out of luxury or extra. It's because Sayyidina Yaqub had two wives, and they were sisters. One of them, whom he loved so much, the first one, he married the second. Remember, he was tricked? You all know the story, right? Yes. Okay, for those who don't know, too bad. Later on, somebody will repeat it to you. The one he really liked, he didn't get except second. Second. After 7 years working for the father, he added another 7 years. Look how important a woman in Islam is. You may give 7 years of your life as dowry. Yes. So who said in Islam women are 7 years? Musa gave 10 years. 8 years, what the father asked. He added 2 more. That was the dowry. 10 years of work, labor to her father. But what made Musa alayhi salam work for 10 years? It's her akhlaq. He was impressed by her ethics. Because she didn't want to be out. She said, Dad, hire this man. He's a good man. So when she came, she was shy. So what makes a man like a woman is her bashfulness, not when she is blah, 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 blah. She talks more than him. Takbir, serious. Some ladies, Allahu Akbar. A woman who is shy, who looks down, malu, red already, taco, that's a good one, a woman. Don't be, well, oh man, look, she's confident. She talks, no. She will rotan you, man. Takbir. Yes. Call me when you have problem. Just call Sheikh. Takbir. So, subhanAllah, although they were two sisters, but still jealousy among their children. So expect that. You have to expect that. For those who are thinking about second or third or I don't know what. And every man thinks, let me tell you, sisters, every man, it crosses his mind the second and third and fourth. If he didn't do second and third and fourth, it means he was stuck out of you. Okay? Right or wrong?
No.
He's still no. He's even takot. You know who? Yeah. Ma, she knows your voice, alhamdulillah. Takbir. Okay. Last ayah, 70. My brother, Tasri Azman. Verse 70.
So when he had purged them forth with their provisions, he put the golden bowl into the brother's bag. Then a crier cried, O you in the caravan, surely you are thieves.
Very good. Now he set them up. What did he do? He took the cup, the very cup of the king. The cup of the king is part of his throne. And he set them up. He put the king's cup, put it in their brother's bag. And then one of the soldiers shouted, we are missing the cup of the king, the bowl where he drinks his liquor. And I tell you why he did that. And said, Ayyatuha al-ir, O caravan, you are thieves. Now they will come. What's going on? What's going on? And they're serious. They say, we are missing something. He set them up so that his brother stays with him. And there is hikmah. I will explain, inshallah, next week. And alhamdulillah, the father will regain his sight by again sending what? The cloth. Remember, we said his clothes are mentioned three times. When they took him, kidnap him, and throw him in the well, they took his clothes. And when the woman cut off his clothes, pulled his clothes, and this time his clothes to be put on his father's vision. There is a scientific research now in ophthalmology because of this ayah. Ophthalmologists, they are, what's the relationship between losing sight and trying to regain sight through smell? I explain next week, inshallah. Who's doctor here? Other than Husni, and I know, okay, Brother Luqman, Brother Husni, Brother Appa, Doctor?
Appa, Rizwan.
Ah, mashallah. So this is the brother, this brain surgeon? Who is the brain surgeon here?
Doctor.
Who is he? Amir, you are surgeon?
Only for you.
No, hold on. For me. I will never trust you.
Dr. Abu is right.
Okay, who specialty? I want to know. Because sometimes I can refer people to you. Yeah, okay, plastic surgery. Surgery, any surgery? MashaAllah. Dr. Husni, ear and throat. Okay, doctor? Children, mashallah. What's your name, doctor? Oh, Dr. Zulkifli, okay. Who is the other brother, Aine? You have a photo?
Dr. Abu.
Yeah, you, the Abu. I told you who is, I never don't remember him. Yeah. Sisters, any doctor here? For children, for babies, for gynecologist? Yeah, because sometimes we need to refer. Okay, good. Sister Azlina? Everything okay? May Allah bless you. Husband behaving, don't worry. Okay. May Allah bless all of you.
Amen.
Ya Rab, encourage us to continue. Give us the tawfiq to continue the tafsir and to learn more about our deen from the Quran Karim directly.
Amen.
Ya Allah, make us among those who adhere to the Quran and Sunnah of your Prophet.
Amen.
Ya Allah, as you gather us here, gather us in Jannat al-Firdaus with our loved ones.
Amen.
Ya Allah, forgive our parents, our teachers, our brothers, our sisters, anyone who supported us, give them rahmah and barakah.
Amen.
Ya Allah, give shifa to all sisters and brothers who may feel not well. who are sick. Tun Saleh, may Allah give him good health and long life. Datu Zain, Tomami, may Allah give them shifa and speedy recovery. Datin Rouhani, may Allah give her shifa. Datu Zain, the father of Brother Shariman, also may Allah give him shifa. And to all your loved ones, brothers and sisters, Ameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum.